This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live, and you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Brand new website, been redesigned here for 2015. We just released it a few weeks ago. So please head over there and enjoy the new features at freetalklive.com. Last night on this program, at the very end of the show, I started to share with you a story from Wired.com about what could be a major day in the world of virtual reality, November 7th. That's this coming Sunday. Or excuse me. It says it's going to be November 7th, but that's actually Saturday. So I'm confused because it's supposed to be happening in the Sunday New York Times.
This weekend.
Yeah, sometime this weekend, the New York Times Sunday bundle is going to include the Google Cardboard. Now, Conan, are you familiar with Google Cardboard?
This is the first time I've heard of it. That sounds like the old bum who found a Google computer or a Google software box out of the trash can, and he's using it to keep the rain off his head. So this is not that?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I agree with you. It does not sound at first blush that it is something technological, but it is apparently a poor man's virtual reality headset device. You literally make a VR headset out of cardboard. With the Google Cardboard. Now, you can go and get one of these things. You go to the Google Cardboard website. I don't know what it is. Just Google it, and it'll come up.
Yeah, I'm seeing one for $2.40 right here, and it's very cardboardy.
They're that cheap? Okay, the ones I was looking at were like 20-something. Because they do actually have lenses in part of the cardboard. They got some magnets as well. Anyway, you fold this thing up. You know, put tab A into tab B or whatever, and then, you know, put it together. And then you put a phone into the front of it. And this thing makes it so you can have virtual reality in a very affordable manner. You probably already have the smartphone, so all you need is the Google Cardboard, and then you put them together, and that's it. You're done. So the New York Times is planning to give away, and Google are planning to give away 1.3 million of these Google Cardboard devices coming up this weekend.
And these are basically just folded boxes that hold a cell phone?
And they have lenses to where you can then see the cell phone when it's close to your eye.
All right.
And then the cell phone runs Google Cardboard software, which, you know, provides the experience for you. So the cardboard headsets, according to Wired.com, won't provide a virtual reality experience by themselves. You'd have to slide your phone in there. And many of the people receiving these 1.3 million cardboard devices will be the first time they've ever experienced virtual reality.
Now, most cards, so I'm trying to get this, trying to understand. Can most phones provide this virtual reality experience, most smartphones?
I would imagine more newer versions of phones. Like, I don't think if you put your phone from 2010 into the Google Cardboard, you would do too well. So I would guess you'd probably want a phone from the last 2 or 3 years, would be my guess.
I just brought up an app. It's called Cardboard Design Lab. It is free.
I don't think that's the
I don't think that it is either, but it looks like, because I can't find the official one.
Maybe it's not good for your phone. Maybe it's one of those things where sometimes if you search for something on the Google App Store,
correct.
If the app doesn't work for your phone model, even if it's in their system, it won't show up for your phone. So anyway, they're going to give away 1.3 million, and this will be the first time many of those people have ever had a VR experience. And so my first question is, there's more to the story here, but for those of you listening in, have you purchased or made your own? Because actually Google will let you buy Google Cardboard from manufacturers who are making them, or you can actually download the plans, and if you're real crafty, you can go and get your own cardboard box and cut it up and buy some lenses and put them in there. So you can even make it like your own cardboard from scratch with their plans. It's kind of a cool thing. Brian Blow, the research director for Gartner, says that it's Google and the Times. It's kind of a seminal moment, regardless of whether it's journalism or not. The idea here is that the New York Times has created a virtual reality documentary called The Displaced. And so if you... The intention is that you get this Google Cardboard in the New York Times, you put it together, and then the first thing you watch is the New York Times documentary. That's what they want you to do. He says it's Google and the Times, two well-known brands. They're giving away more than a million of these. I think that it's the biggest deal. Having this many cardboards out there is great. I've never heard of another organization attempting to give away that many for a single purpose, unquote. According to New York Times Magazine editor-in-chief Jake Silverstein, the project is a story about three children who are caught in a global refugee crisis, and the running time will be around 10 to 12 minutes. The team behind the project is as impressive as the technology that makes it work. The Times worked with a VR production company, Verse, led by award-winning music director Chris Milk, who built a camera rig and supplied a crew that has created a few VR projects already. The Times already had its own director of photography on the sets. Despite the talent and experience behind the scenes, plenty of trial and error was involved. Silverstein says because VR as an art form is still in its early stages, the team leaned on experimentation. For one thing, the crew had to stay out of each shot, a hard thing to do when the camera rig is capturing a full 360 degrees and there's nowhere to hide. Have either of you seen any of these 360 degree videos?
I've seen, yeah, there's a lot of podcasters are getting them early and they're actually having their podcast with these 360 videos, cameras, and they're very neat.
Are you watching it on YouTube? Is that how you're watching it?
Right.
I tried this out for the first time myself a couple of nights ago when I first came across this. If you search YouTube for like YouTube 360, there's a special channel or some sort of section of YouTube that only highlights these 360-degree videos. And they are super cool. I got to agree with you, Conan. The camera's, like, invisible. So there's one, Roman Atwood, who has a very popular prank YouTube channel. He does, YouTube pranks. And actually, Adamo Freeman knows him just by, you know, he's small world. But he got one of these cameras. They're like $350, these tiny little 360-degree cameras. The resolution isn't that hot, so it's new technology. But they were experimenting with this on his blog or his vlog channel and just kind of carrying this thing around and going to different places with it and showing off what it can do. And you literally can look not just 360 degrees, but like up and down too.
Right. Yeah. And to clarify, so you can actually, when you're watching these videos, you can control where your camera,
correct,
what you get to see. So if you just want to focus on one thing, you're good to go. But if you want to be moving around the entire video, that's, you know, you actually have to watch a video multiple times if you want to see other people's expressions and whatnot, or, you know, other aspects of the video.
Yeah, and of course, you know, from an artistic perspective, it's a very different thing, right? Like, you know, the classic...
It's an interactive video. You actually...
Much more so.
You were becoming more and more a part of the video yourself.
But, you know, through
technology like this.
A video purist might not like this technology because the director wants you to look at something specific, right? So in a movie, they put specific things on screen because that's what they want you to see. If you're looking the other direction, you don't see the important things happening.
If you're trying to tell a story, you have to direct your audience to get your message across. Whereas you've got this, now everyone is the director.
But for something like a blog or a podcast or, you know, like a real life environmental shot, like going into the African wilderness or something like that, this is something really unusual, and it's really cool. So that's what they did with the New York Times. They've got this 360 movie that they want people to be able to experience with the VR goggles. Now, you can do this on your phone. You can do this on, it's actually easiest on your phone to do it when you go to the YouTube 360. You don't have to have virtual reality goggles to watch these 360-degree videos.
I'm watching one right now on my computer.
Yeah, and you can use your mouse to. I think there's like a little controller on there that you can click buttons on to sort of scroll around. It's kind of clunky on the computer. With your phone, you just use your finger and you know whatever way you swipe is the direction the camera moves or rotates in the video. So it's super easy. Anyway, going on here about their movie, while most VR films use the stationary camera, this project will be different. Silverstein says that in the process of trying out new techniques, the crew found a way to stay out of the shot while adding to the narrative. He explains that we have some boom shots where the camera's being moved through space, and the person holding the camera is one of our subjects. That's how we got around the fact that we didn't want to have our crew in the film. So we have these cool shots where it's a kid running through a refugee camp. If you look in one direction, you're running. If you turn around, you see the kid who's holding the other end of the boom. We'll continue the discussion here, and there are some who are saying that this VR giveaway could fall flat on its face as well. We'll explain why that might be. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose the school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News and World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-939-5359. U.S. News and World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University Online. Call today at 1-800-939-5359. That's 1-800-939-5359.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live. You may join us right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE, especially if you have tried Google Cardboard. I would love to hear from someone who has taken the time to do this. It's not a big investment. You know, you apparently Conan found one for like $2 or something like that online. There are the highest end ones are in the 20-something dollar range, and these are very, very affordable VR headsets that utilize your existing cell phone to provide a VR experience. Of course, there are critics of the Google Cardboard, and we'll share some of the critical views here in moments, but I think it's exciting. I think that putting virtual reality headset in the hands of somebody, even though it's not a fancy advanced headset, putting a VR headset in someone's hands for less than $30 is a pretty cool thing to do. And so kudos to Google for coming out with this Google Cardboard. The big news about it is the New York Times this weekend, supposedly in their Sunday edition, is going to be sending out 1.3 million of these Google Cardboard devices in their newspaper. And how many of those 1.3 million will actually take the time to, you know, put this thing together and try it out?
Yeah, how many readers of the New York Times even own a smartphone and are even interested in something like this? I mean, we're talking about a lot of old readers.
Yeah, a lot of old people. That's
the New York Times is a big paper, though, so I don't know, you know, how many. It's probably a large number. What percentage? It's probably a lower percentage.
So, anyway, we'll get back into that story, but also want to let you know how to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 from Vistaprint.com. All you have to do is use code FTL at checkout. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. Vistaprint is great for small business owners. They got a ton of custom products, whether it's business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, or invitations, whatever you need your logo, your graphics on, Vistaprint can help you there. It's easy, and they're very user-friendly. In fact, you can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more on your business card. You can even upload your existing logo to one of their designs or upload an entire design. For a higher-quality card, you can upgrade to thicker stock, or add a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. Vistaprint guarantees you'll love your products every time, or they will make it right. And they've got an amazing customer service experience, and it's super easy to use their designing tool on their website for their cards. I've done it, used it a couple times, actually. Go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live at checkout. Get those 500 custom business cards starting at just $9.99. As we continue here with a story from Wired.com, Now, this Wired piece is effusive about the this VR giveaway. The Google, the New York Times teaming up to give away 1.3 million Google Cardboard devices in the upcoming Sunday edition of New York, the New York Times. And the idea is the Times has a virtual reality documentary that they've created called The Displaced, which is a 360-degree video that they're hoping people will get this Google Cardboard device, they'll put it together, and then they will watch the New York Times documentary. According to the story here, it isn't the New York Times' first VR video. In April, they worked with the same company on a 360-degree video about the making of the magazine's cover in April. It might not be even the highest-profile VR journalism project in recent weeks. CNN recently provided a live stream of the Democratic debates for users of the Samsung Gear VR headset. But while the CNN live stream required specific Samsung phones and a $100 to $200 headset, this upcoming New York Times is designed to be more accessible to those who haven't yet experienced VR, and as a result, be more widely viewed. By distributing 1.3 million Google Cardboard viewers with its upcoming papers, and by launching a free New York Times VR app for the iOS and Android, the November 7th issue should have a massive impact in the world of VR and journalism. It may even introduce an intersection of the two and set a new precedent. And you got to give the Times credit for this one. It, you know, even if this thing does end up fizzling, and there's another story here from Ars Technica that suggests that it might, it's an amazing, I think, really ballsy move for an old tech company like the New York Times to make. I got to say, I didn't see this one coming. You know, you think about newspapers and you think, oh, they're dying off. And then the New York Times goes and embraces virtual reality filmmaking technology and is, you know, getting into the world of making documentaries.
But how many, how many video documentaries and how many videos, period, is the New York Times producing?
I don't know.
I mean, most of it is...
Can't be many.
Most of it is print. So, I mean, they might be able to put a couple out there for the folks, but I mean... ultimately, I think
is this, sustainable?
This needs to be embraced by someone else, more like YouTube or...
Well, I mean, this any drug-addled mendicant can go on YouTube and create a 360 you know, video if they happen to have the camera.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Get $350, you can have one too.
The New York Times could relatively easily send their reporters out with these things if that's what they want to do. This is they're getting an opportunity to jump in an area that they have never, you know, forayed before. And that is producing at least some kind of on-the-spot video for things that are going on. I don't know the answer, but, I mean, New York Times has any newspaper, but the New York Times especially, has a great deal of momentum. They're important. They're called the Gray Lady for a reason, because, you know, people think about them. They hold real estate in people's minds. They still have that gravitas today, and they haven't lost it all. Yes, newspapers are declining, but the reason that they're declining from on high, you know, there was a time when I remember I started working in radio in 1999, and our target, the number one target we were to take down, was advertising dollars spent on newspapers. This was 1999. Hmm. Now, radio, currently, 93% of Americans listen to the radio every single day, or at least per week. I'm sorry, 93% of Americans listen to the radio at least once per week. Newspaper can't claim that. Television can't claim that. No other medium out there can really claim that. But for whatever reason, radio has, you know, the money went from the newspaper to digital, and that's where people are expecting it to go. I mean, I don't have any good answers for it, but yes, journalists who work for newspapers still have an opportunity to turn it around.
We got Glenn. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Hello. I have a suspicion and a suggestion.
Yeah.
That this thing is just a loss leader, a market creator, it's the first free joint before the ones you have to pay for. There's something else in the background coming. There's something else in the pipeline that's going to come out. It's going to cost more than $250. You know that. But there, I think there. It sounds to me like they're trying to create desire for VR in a more widespread fashion, such that when they come out with the whatever kind of box or device it is, and market the heck out of it, it's going to sell gazillions, you know. I'm guessing, you know, this is, you know, an inexpensive way of giving a lot of people a taste of an experience to make them want more of it so that they can gratify that desire with some other device that's going to pop out of the pipeline later on.
I would absolutely agree. I mean, obviously, there is, you know, when this is a whole new market segment. They didn't have smartphones, I don't know, 10 years ago. They didn't have cell phones, call it 25 years ago. Yeah, it's a new market segment, and of course, there are going to be more expensive options and cheaper options. Sure.
Hey, thanks, Glenn, for your call. Appreciate the speculation. I mean, we know that the Oculus Rift is going to be coming out very, very soon, and that is an actual VR device. I don't know if Google's got anything in the pipeline. Maybe they do have something else besides cardboard. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I especially want to hear from you. You can bring up anything you want, but I do want to hear from people who've actually tried virtual reality, specifically tried Google Cardboard, which is sort of like marketing itself as the poor man's virtual reality headset. If you've already got a smartphone, and the majority of American adults do, and certainly probably the super majority of American teenagers and young folks have, then this is a cheap way to jump into the world of virtual reality. Now, should you? Is this going to impress people? That's some of the questions that Ars Technica is going to ask here. We'll get the critical side of this news. Wired.com seems very, very excited about the fact that the New York Times, in its Sunday edition this coming weekend, is going to distribute 1.3 million Google Cardboard headset devices, with the intention that the viewers, or that the people who will put these devices together, because it will take a few minutes to put it together, that those who do put it together will watch the New York Times new documentary, which is filmed in 360 degrees. And so a little bit more here about their project. The director of project management for VR at Google said what really drew us to the Times, besides obviously their great reputation and tradition of journalism, was their vision, he said. He said the two companies started discussing the partnership at the South by Southwest Festival back in March, and Google immediately saw it as a great fit. He says that this is another, I guess one of the other people commenting, said what people do with it, how they use it, and what the New York Times and Google do with it afterwards is part of the answer. You hope they use it as more than just a gimmick. And that certainly is the plan, according to Wired. In the best-case scenario, Google says the focus on well-produced episodic VR content could make the New York Times VR app a groundbreaking moment for the medium.
I'm very interested in what episodic content might look like for this 360 virtual reality thing.
Yeah,
and the reason is because, I mean, it's going to be... To me, it seems like a challenge to tell a story with this 360-degree thing. Now, I mean, it's pretty awesome to say, you know, do this 360 thing on a drone or a remote control yep. helicopter over a beach or a city skyline or a park or something like that and see folks running around and throwing frisbees for dogs and stuff like that. But you get how that would be – you'd run out of interest after, say, 2 minutes.
Sure.
On that. You know, if you've got this beautiful vista like Red Rock was when I went to Las Vegas just last week, you know, that would be really impressive to see for 90 seconds.
Right.
After that, I got to wonder, what are you, I mean, you know, is it that much different than any other content? You know, you guys are meant to look over here in this section of the 360 area, and it's more than 360. It's basically 360 and 360.
Yeah, I don't know how you describe that. Yeah. Apparently the lenses are called spherical lenses.
I don't know, but it shows just about every direction, up, down, and side to side that you can possibly go. You
yep.
can turn all the way around and keep yep. turning around if that's what you wish to do.
I would imagine that if they were to do these videos regularly, they would limit some of your view. So maybe everything in front of the camera, you'll have this option to look around, whereas behind the camera, you'll still have your...
I don't know.
You still have your... I'm looking at... So I went to NewYorkTimes.com, and I'm looking at some of their documentaries, their little 6-5 minute videos here, and... they are really sharp looking.
And they're 360?
No, they're just regular videos.
Oh, okay.
Because my big question is, all right, well, this is a print newspaper. I mean, why would they invest any time or energy into something like this?
Because they know they got to do something new. They got to bring something fresh to the table.
Well, it looks like I'm not listening. I'm only watching the video. It's very well produced.
Mm-hmm.
It looks entertaining. It looks like something I might want to watch. There's not a whole lot of videos available. So I guess this is something they really need to jump on in order to make a project like this actually work.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are releasing a new app, the New York Times VR app, which apparently will be free. Now, I don't imagine the subscriptions will be free, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they where they go with this. Their guy says that, quote, we didn't want to do something that was just a gimmick or a one-off. It was clear they wanted to do something that mattered and to do it at an unprecedented scale. This isn't a one-time commitment. It's a commitment to tell multiple stories. And so I don't think that's what VR needs, so I think that's what VR needs today, he says. It needs to go beyond just demos and gimmicks and into actual, consistent, episodic experiences that draw the viewer back again and again. The story at Wired.com goes on to say, if you already have your own Google Cardboard viewer or another smartphone-compatible VR headset, you may be able to see their documentary, which is called The Displaced, before the November 7th issue lands at your doorstop. According to Silverstein, the New York Times VR app for iOS and Android will launch on November 5th, and the app will include the latest film as well as the previous project shot in April. After the app launches, the VR experiences will also be available as YouTube 360 videos and a 2D desktop video. Silverstein says a third VR film is slated to launch in December, a fourth in 2016, and that VR content holds a lot of power and importance for the future of journalism in general. And while VR journalism is so futuristic that it barely even exists yet, Silverstein says the New York Times tradition and existing infrastructure are central to their virtual reality strategy. He says, quote, You bring the expertise that the New York Times has in the context of international reporting, our deep roots in that very type of reporting with our bureaus all over the world, and our knowledge of how to operate in these very difficult environments, and you add to that a new technology like VR, and we're simply able to take it places that no other company could. The reason why the New York Times is able to do that is because of the legacy print operations that we maintain. It's allowed us to have these great delivery systems and can put it into the hands of all these people. The hardware is deceptively simple and brilliantly so.
You know what's next, don't you? You know, a year from now, we're going to have our first VR-wearing casualty. Some guy's going to wander out into the road and get hit by a bus.
Is it going to take a year?
Well, yeah, I do. One year. So mark my words.
They've got people that this happens with texting all the time.
And I'm not talking about like all the blinky lights giving the brain aneurysm. I'm talking about someone actually walking out in traffic. Because he's following the movie,
yeah.
And everywhere he looks, that's where the video takes him, and he just walks out into something. And then of course VR wearing regulation, because we're going to have as a response to this casualty that's coming. It's coming.
Right, Conan. Unfortunately, although it sounds like it'd be a bad idea to walk around while having VR goggles on, considering that you probably can't see anything at all.
Well, you're seeing what's being delivered to you, but it's strapped to your face. It's not real. It's not there.
Yeah, so I'm saying you don't see the reality. You're seeing the virtual reality.
I watched a video. There's some company out there they have a whole haunted house type of a virtual reality game set up.
Yep.
Where the entire room, the building, is part of this virtual reality game. And
you mean the real building?
They have walls that move, and they have an an elevator that takes you up.
In
to
the
a,
VR or in the real life?
Both. So the real life and the VR are working hand in hand.
So you're talking about augmented reality. Then.
So you've got like steam coming out of vents to give you that sense of heat.
But the steam doesn't exist, or the steam doesn't.
No, it does. It does exist. So there are two parts of the VR experience. So you have reality, which is, but you can't see it, of course, because you have this thing strapped to your face. Let me see if I could bring that up.
It sounds cool. There was some sort of tech demo that, I don't know if it was Microsoft or whoever it was, but they had, in this tech demo, they had like a, I guess, goggles of some sort, and the person was in an office. You know, just your typical cubicled, boring office environment, and they have a program that you can run that will essentially create a video game in wherever it is that you are, apparently.
Yeah.
So you would pick up a gun in the game. You don't have a gun in real life, but in the game, your hand has a gun in it, and then these characters start coming in.
Wouldn't it be better to have some kind of, like, I don't know, a little BB gun with a hopefully an orange tip on it so that you can get the feeling
of
a gun, you know, like you can pull the trigger? That would be better, wouldn't it?
I'm sure that's coming, Mark. This is, you know, an early tech demo, basically. And so essentially it was that augmented reality where you're seeing what's happening in front of you, seeing the office that's real, but then there's these computer-generated characters that are, like, jumping in through the windows and coming in from the ceiling or whatever, and you got to shoot at them, which looked really intense. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. So this sounds great. 1.3 million VR devices being given away this weekend to the New York Times subscribers. What could go wrong?
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering
sharing content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian
and
here.
Conan.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. We got all kinds of features on our website. And you can now order Free Talk Live shirts. Go to gear.freetalklive.com and you can place your order there for the brand new Taxes Are Theft version of our Free Talk Live shirt, or yep, just the one with the plain old Free Talk Live logo on it.
I checked on them, and they're going to be produced this week.
You mean the pre-orders?
The pre-orders, right. And so, you know, now you can just go ahead and order them.
So now it's not a pre-order phase. It's just you place your order, and they'll send you one. Okay, cool. Gear.freetalklive.com. So the Wired.com story that I shared with you earlier this hour is very effusive, very excited about the upcoming New York Times giveaway of 1.3 million Google Cardboard devices. So if you're a New York Times subscriber, you will be getting one of these in the, I don't know, the mail or however the hell they deliver the New York Times if you're not in New York City.
I would imagine it's the mail.
So you'll be getting that, and that's a pretty cool thing. I think it's a pretty cool thing because Google Cardboard is a very affordable way to get into some level of VR. Now, ArsTechnica.com is a little more suspect of this whole giveaway. They've got a piece here that's critical. Sam Makovich writes, over at ArsTechnica.com. Are a million free Google Cardboard sets doomed to repeat QCAT's history? Do you know what a QCAT is?
No.
Well, the company that was giving them away really wanted you to know what they were many years ago. A growing technology sector had finally made the big shift toward catching the interest of the greater consumer market. More people could afford the necessary devices and services to join in, and the sector promised to change the way that people got their news and information. So media companies fought to find a way to tie into this new thing that they barely understood. One of the biggest media outlets at the time, the vanguard of the old print world, tried to shake things up with a categorically weird new product that revolved around this burgeoning new tech. Knowing that novice users might not understand or even want an unfamiliar media consumption device, the company tried to curry favor with a giant giveaway and shipped millions of freebies to newspaper subscribers. That's the story making the rounds this week, thanks to a partnership announced Tuesday between the New York Times and Google Cardboard. On the weekend, this coming weekend, over 1 million Times subscribers will get the Cardboard-branded makeshift virtual reality kit tucked into the weekend newspapers that land on their doorstep, which they'll be able to use along with a compatible smartphone to watch a short VR film, as we just discussed. But it's also a story from the turn of the millennium.
Okay.
Back when VR meant Lawnmower Man and clunky head-mounted displays. Back then, instead of the Google Cardboard, the tech being given away was an animal-shaped gizmo that time nearly forgot. The QCAT, as in C-U-E-C-A-T. The QCAT.
Okay.
And that time around, things ended on a pretty sour note for the publisher doing the giveaway. Will the current big-ticket partnership play out the same way? Will millions of VR novices embrace this maturing tech after trying a free taste of a junior-sized version? Or will they pitch their Google Cardboard in the trash can? Let's take a look back so we can guess at how things are going to end up. Of course, the city of Dallas will never forget the QCAT. According to a report from the time, the city's biggest publishing company, Bellow Corporation, invested somewhere between $37 and $40 million into the white, kitty-looking device, and then slipped 1 million of them into subscribers' copies of the Dallas Morning News for free.
Okay.
Now, full disclosure, says the author, I was a freelance contributor to the Dallas Morning News at the time, though sadly, I never got a QCAT. Thousands of subscribers to Forbes, Parade, and other publications also received free QCATs, along with instructions on how to use the things. The barcode scanners, designed to work on both Windows and Mac, plugged into your home computer via the PS2 port, and included a pass-through PS2 cord.
What's a PS2 cord?
PS2 is the old connector for keyboards and mice. Okay. They were circular-looking connectors.
Circular with, like, little pins.
Little pins in them.
Okay, gotcha.
Some computers still have these. So it included a pass-through PS2 cord so users could still connect their keyboards. So you would plug the QCAT in, and then you could plug your keyboard into the QCAT plug.
Okay. Got
it. So, and then it required an install of the awkwardly named :CRQ software. Once set up, users were encouraged to carry their favorite print publication over to their computer, load the CRQ app, and press the QCAT scanner on any barcode they saw in the newspaper. This would load web pages with, quote, more information, unquote, about whatever the code was next to. The trouble was that most of the time, QCAT barcodes simply loaded web versions of the same story, as opposed to actual supplementary content or breaking follow-up stories.
Okay, I see a difference in these two things.
There's a big difference.
Right, a QCAT is basically a useless plastic computer item that took a great deal of installation and meted very little in return.
Yep.
People have been waiting for virtual reality at the least since when they saw Star Trek: The Next Generation. Right. I mean, once you saw the holodeck and them having their adventures out there and fighting gangsters or whatever it was they were doing on the holodeck. Deck at any given time, that's when we were waiting for virtual reality.
No doubt.
So I think that this is much more anticipated, if you know what I mean.
I agree with you there, but they make some good points coming up, Mark, as to why this may actually fall flat on its face.
Okay.
I mean, I agree with you. On its face, the QCAT seems really inferior to the Google Cardboard. No doubt about that.
Okay.
But, and by the way, Mark, I'm looking at the history of virtual reality and one of the first was the ViewMaster. And even before that, you had some of these photo viewers, you know, even during the early days of photography.
The ViewMaster is 75 years old, apparently.
It's pretty old. And, I've always been amazed how neat they look. You can see, you know, you can plug in whatever pictures you have available on these little cards. And, the next step, of course, would get those pictures to actually move. And then, of course, the step after that is to actually interact with those.
And actually, we were talking about this last night. The React channel on YouTube, they have a video that just came out a few days ago with the new ViewMaster, which is a Google Cardboard.
Hmm.
And so they have a new ViewMaster that has just come out this year that allows for interactivity with environments and things like
that. Cool.
Pretty cool. So back to the QCAT, though. The device's support ended pretty quickly in 2001. So it didn't even last a year. And by then, the QCAT's few participating outlets didn't even have regularly updated websites. QCAT could also scan UPC barcodes, and if the scanned product was in the company's database, then it would load a web page for the product in question, but that database was spotty and wildly incomplete compared to the wealth of barcodes out there, and the QCAT scanner sometimes needed a few swipes before registering the code, especially if it was printed with smudgy newspaper ink. Worse, enterprising users quickly confirmed the app was transmitting private user data, including email addresses and search histories.
It's a spammy, nasty little thing on the top of it.
Including email addresses and search histories to the device's manufacturer, Digital Convergence. Major QCAT funder Radio Shack later offered a $10 coupon to anyone who's affected by an eventual private data leak. Now, QCAT and its investors made some bold moves that tried and failed to connect the dots between old print media and new internet publishing methods, and put a lot more faith into a free giveaway than they probably should have. It failed to deliver an out-of-the-box experience that convinced its users that a slow, cumbersome scanning process was any easier than just typing things into a search engine, and most users tossed the QCATs into the trash. Still, in spite of the company's quick implosion, its long defunct hardware has lived on thanks to hobbyist efforts.
Well, that's funny. The QCAT and the cardboard, likely you will lose a great deal as far as a percentage wise of these. There's a 1.3 million of these cardboards being sent out. And I assume that their assumption is that they're going to lose half of them.
Probably.
Half of them will just get thrown away by confused
What's
people.
What's this crap?
Right.
Into the trash.
I mean, that's what happens with things in the newspapers. But you still have 650,000 cardboards out there, and that's worth whatever it is, that's worth half of what, having all of them out there would be. And I don't know whether it's worth it or not. That's up to them to decide. But you have to take risks if you're in business.
I think that the money spent on the actual materials for these cardboard binoculars are a drop in a bucket.
There's nothing. I mean, they're talking about cardboard and a couple lenses.
I think the majority of the money is going to go into the production of the app, the app software.
Right.
That's going to be able to run this program on your whatever phone you're
Google,
using.
Yeah, for Google, this is nothing. I mean, this costs nothing to send these Google
And like the caller said earlier, this is bait. This is a way to get more people who would never pick up something like this to say, hey, look, this is a great idea. It's pretty shoddy. Maybe I want to buy a better one.
Well, that's the big question here. And Ars Technica does investigate the question of, are people going to be impressed by the Google Cardboard?
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you want someone's first experience with virtual reality to be? Is this kind of cheapy device?
The ViewMaster is a really cheapy device where it's you just looking through it and you just turn in a handle.
It's Free Talk Live. Hour number three is coming up. Sure.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.